الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا غريب العطشان، السلام عليك يا باب المقام، السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن، السلام عليك يا حجة الخصام، السلام عليك يا سفينة النجاة، السلام عليك يا رحمة الله الواسع، السلام عليك يا باب نجاة الأمة، السلام على الحسين المظلوم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلوات على محمد. Just a point of order before beginning tonight's presentation. It is extremely rude to talk while the Quran is being recited. I remember a hadith or a khutbah of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Khutbah number 375, if I am not mistaken, in which he says, سَيَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى فِيهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. There shall come a time on the people in which nothing of the Holy Quran will remain except the rasm of the Holy Quran. You will find that today competitions are being held for the recitation of the Quran, and the best of the voices are getting the best of the gifts. However, the substance is lost. The tarannum or the tune is fine, is good. It's nice to hear someone recite Quran with a good voice. However, listening to the Holy Quran and reciting the Holy Quran is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, wherever one is, when Quran is being recited, it is only wise to indulge oneself into the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He further says, وَلَا يَبْقَى فِيهِمْ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ. And nothing of Islam will remain in these people except the name of Islam. Muslim by nationality. And then he says further, and that is not my topic of discussion since it's come. He says, during those days their mosques will be the best of the mosques. They will spend millions of dollars and pounds in building these mosques. However, it will be empty of guidance. We hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is not our time. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will keep to our word and follow the teachings of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhi majma'in, the way they have taught us. وأقم الصلاة لذكري. Janabi Musa was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish prayers for my zikr, for my remembrance. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-zikru zikran. Remember, we are still on that verse of Surah Taha where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to Janabi Musa and saying to him, Musa, I am the one who chose you. Now, aqimi salata li zikri. Establish prayer for my remembrance. Zikru zikran, the Holy Prophet says. Az-zikru bil-lisan. There is one type of zikr which is zikr bil-lisan. And you will find people doing zikr subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah. All of this zikr is fine, it's good, it's mustahab, it's sawab. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue is sawab. There is no doubt about it. And you may also have maybe come across people who during the holy month of Ramadan, they have tasbihs in their hand, otherwise they don't. And then they go on tasbihs. You ask them, what are you doing? They say, I'm doing tasbih of Allah. When you look at them in Dhul Hajj, where is the tasbih? Oh, it's in the cupboard, it'll come out in Ramadan. You will see there are some people who wear, if they wear a white cloth, they will have a white tasbih. If they wear a yellow cloth, they will have a yellow tasbih. If they have a green cloth, they wear a green. Fine. It's good to look good in Islam. Nothing wrong. However, zikr is not only for the month of Ramadan. Zikr is for every moment of one's life. We have murabitun. And we have those people who just do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't pray. They say there is no need of praying. Just a zikr of Allah will take us to Jannah. It's not so. Imam Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib salatullahi wa salamu alayhi. On the day of Ashura, when the time was nearing the door namaz, Abu Thamama comes up to him and says, Yabna Rasulillah, I wish to pray behind you for the very last time. Imam looked at him and says, Zakarta Salah? You have remembered Salah? You have remembered prayers? جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ الذَّاكِرِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you from those who establish prayers and do zikr. Zikr means remembrance also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a greater type of zikr that the Holy Prophet says that exists. وَحِينَمَا وَصَلْتَ إِلَى الْحَرَامِ تَذْكُرْ اللَّهُ. When I and you reach towards doing anything which is in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we stop, that is the biggest zikr that you can have. When we see that when we are going somewhere which is sinful, when we know that we are doing something which is sinful, and immediately when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is another type of zikr that the Holy Prophet is talking about. And that is the zikr that is required and needed in the Muslim Ummah. Whatever the world tells me, but one thing is confirmed in my mind at least, that music is haram, for example. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said it. And I don't have the right of twisting it here and there. He said it, it's haram, it's haram. What can we do if it's haram? Because if zikr is not there, then these futile things come into existence. Lahu comes into existence. Lahu comes into existence. The Holy Quran says in Surah Hujurat, وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When they pass by these evil acts, these lahu things, futile, vain, nonsense things, they pass in respect. Playing of cards, for example, made for gambling. Haram. Because if zikr is not there, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, there has to be something which takes its place. So we play cards. Fatta. We go gambling. Casinos. Las Vegas is full of rich Muslims in the casinos. Just imagine a question. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come here today And if he asked me and you, Aina deeni, where is my religion? What will we answer? When we see that the richest Muslim people will be found in the casinos of Las Vegas. Why? Because there is no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in my mind. I don't have Allah in my mind. So I have to have something else. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi was once walking by, and he passed by the house in which he heard sounds of music. The Holy Prophet said, didn't he? Music, and let the world decide. The Holy Prophet said, music will take you to heedlessness. Music will take you to nudity. Music will take you to shamelessness. You decide, has music taken us to shamelessness or not? When Imam was passing by this house, he heard sounds of music. And during that time only, the slave girl of the house came to throw garbage in the outside. So the Imam asked this lady, he says, tell me, is this house a house of a free man or a house of a slave? The woman says, don't you know the house? This house is a person who is a rich man in this community. This house belongs to Bishr. He is not a slave, he is a free man. What are you on about? What are you talking about? She didn't know who this man was. The Imam said, well, good. If this house would have been of a slave, then he would not have acted the way he is acting. Well, he went, he just started walking. The lady went inside the house. Bishr asked her, what took you so long? Why did you take so long? You just had to go and throw garbage. She said, well, I was throwing garbage, I met a person. He said to me and asked me, is this the house of a free man or a slave? And I said to him, you don't know, this house belongs to Bishr. He's a rich man. So what did he say? She said, he said, oh, then this house is indeed of a free man and not of a slave. If he would have been a slave, he would have not acted the way he did. When Bishr heard this, he knew it is not from an ordinary person. He came outside the house, followed the Imam, fell on his feet and said, Ya Imam, what did you mean? He said, Bishr, you forget that you are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I hear lahu from your house. If you would have been the slave of Allah, I would not have heard lahu from your house. No. And that is why history has quoted this man as his name is Bishr al-Hafi. When he came home, he renounced everything. He removed his slippers and he was walking barefoot in Medina. He renounced everything. Allahu Akbar. Dhikr of Allah. Aqimi salata li dhikri. O Musa, establish salat for my remembrance, for me. Janab Musa is now speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during his speech, and see and listen to this. Inshallah, spiritual elevation is there. Every, you know, sitting of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, you'll get it. He says, Qala Musa, Ya Rabbi, aqaribun anta faunajik, am ba'idun faunadik. Ya Allah, Musa says, are you near and close to me so that I whisper to you? Or are you far from me so I call on you? فَإِنِّي أُحِسُّ صَوْتَكَ وَلَا أَرَاكَ فَأَيْنَ أَنْتَ I feel your voice, but I do not see you. Where are you, O Allah? Allah says to him, فَقَالَ اللَّهُ أَنَا خَلْفَكَ وَأَمَامَكَ I am behind you, and I am in front of you. وَعَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ And I am in your right and on your left. أَنَا جَلِيسُ عَبْدِي حِينَ يَذْكُرْنِي I sit with my slave. I am his companion when he remembers me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِي And I am with him when he calls on me. Musa, if you remember me, I am your companion. If you call on me, I am there for you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam (laughs) says, "Man ata'a Allah azza wa jal, faqad dhakara Allah." He who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in qallat salatuhu wa siyamuhu wa tilawatuhu lil Quran. Even if his salat is minimal, he only fasts in the month of Ramadan, and he hardly reads the Holy Quran. Or if he reads it once a month. Even if that is the case, but in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing dhikr of Allah. وَمَنْ عَسَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ نَسِيَ اللَّهِ. And he who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَصِيَامُهُ وَتِلَاوَتُهُ لِلْقُرْآنِ. Even if you see him praying day in, day out, even if he fasts 6 months in a year, even if he reads Quran, 3 Qurans in a night, doesn't make a difference. Because if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Holy Prophet said that the biggest dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when you have His awareness inside you, you are aware. Wherever I go, whatever I do, Allah is with me. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. These are verses from the Holy Quran. That's why I said we need to have substance from the Holy Quran, not rust. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. And what happens if you do? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their hearts are satisfied with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, no doubt, by remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get satisfaction. What problem? What sickness? What difficulty comes in life when Allah is there? What issue comes in life when Allah is there? If Allah was not there, then things would have been different. But if Allah is there, then what problem? Surah Munafiqun number 9, Allah says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let not your sons and daughters and your property and wealth divert you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib once goes to the graveyard. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-diyar. Peace be on you, O ahl al-diyar. Kayfa wajadtum qawla la ilaha illallah. How did you find this statement of there is no God but Allah? How? What is the news from there? Can you give me some news? Who would give the news from there? Who would wake up from the grave and say, this is the news here behind? Nobody. Imam said, well, if you don't have news, I have news for you. The houses in which you lived, others live in it. The words that you kept under your pillow, others are using it. The wives that you had married, others have married them. Awlad and amwal. These things divert us from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My ustad, my marhum ustad, Mawlana Sheikh Mulla Asghar, rahmatullahi alayh, he told us a story once. He said, between a son and a father, this happened. That a son was small, 5 years, 4 years old probably, and he had a father who had a shop. So the father takes the son to the shop every day when he is free, when there is no school. And he sits him down there next to him on his table and he is working. Suddenly, the son sees a crow. And he says, Dad, crow. Father says, yes son, crow. Again he says, Dad, another crow. He says, yes son, crow. Once, twice, three times, four times, five times, ten. Son is satisfied. Crow, yes crow son. Finish, shop is closed, they go. After a couple of more, like many years probably, tables turn, don't they? The father is now the child, and the child now is the father. So the father gives the child the shop key. This is now your responsibility. I cannot take care of it anymore. I am old, I am frail, I have a stick in my hand. Yes, father, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, you stay at home. Do whatever you want, I'll take care of you. Good. One day he is bored at home. He says, son, can you take me to the shop? He says, yes, father, by all means, let's go. He takes him to the shop. He sits down. Son is busy working. He is expanded. The business. The father did only this much. The son has done this much. He's expanded. Suddenly there's a crow. The father says, son, crow. The father says, yes, crow. The son says, yes, crow. Again the father says, son, crow. Yes, dad, crow. Once, twice, three times, fourth time, the dad, father, the son says, dad, can you keep quiet? I need to do some work. And the father says, son, when you were small, when I came to you, and when you came here, you did the same thing. I never told you this. See, tables have turned. لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Let not this walad and awlad and mal take you and me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever does that is himself a loser. Not Allah. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. Surah Ali Imran. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. And those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are standing, when they are sitting, when they are lying down. Also, they remember Allah. يقولون يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. They ponder on the creation of this earth and on the, of this heavens and skies. And then they say a statement, subhanallah. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah! You have not created anything in vain. There is a purpose for the creation. There is a purpose for our creation. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, glorified your name. Keep us away from the fire of hell. Rumi, Sufi he was, but he used to write very beautiful poems, spiritual poems. He says, when I touch the ground, I have nothing but you, O Allah. Nothing but you. All that else I speak about, wealth and credit crunch and real estate and wealth and wives and money, all this is just an excuse. If you didn't give it to me, I would not have had it in the first place. Surah Ma'idah, number 91. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوقِعُ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Remember, it is Shaytan who wants to create enmity and hatred amongst you and between you. Why? In what? With what? فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. In wine and intoxication and in gambling. وَيَسُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And he is the one who takes you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And from salat. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you not then end your relationship with shaitan? Urafa say, something very nice to understand if you do, that shaitan is a barking dog of God. Shaitan is a barking dog of God, of Allah. He sits right outside the mosque. Right outside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone comes, he barks at them, they run away. They can't come in. These people say, the ulama say, but if the owner of the house knows who is coming, he will tell his dog not to bark. In fact, if the dog sees this man frequent, he will not bark. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered so much, وَحْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord and your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that you get surety. Even these dogs, that shaitan, will not bark at us. He will leave us alone. Because he knows that we are friends of Allah. We are friends and near ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Mu'mineen are those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned and is remembered, their hearts have tremors and tremble. Their hearts. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. And when his verses are recited in front of him, زِدْنَاهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their faith increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And on their Lord, they trust. These are the mu'mini. These are the ones who follow the footsteps of Hussein ibn Ali. There are rewards in remembering Allah. Zikr takes you to itmi'inan. Surety. Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you closer to Allah. It gives you surety. Aynul yaqeen. Yaqeen it gives you. And then there are more rewards. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. The first misdaq of this verse is none other than Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. On the day of Ashura, he looks at the skies and says, Aytamtu ayali likay arak. Oh my Lord, I have orphaned my kids so that I come to you and see you. I remember you. I worship you. Ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amrih. Whatever you decide for me, O Allah, I will agree and submit and succumb to your will. This is Hussein ibn Ali. As I said, that when Abu Samama said to Imam Hussein, Ya Hussein, I want to pray for the last time behind you. Imam said, looked at him and said, Zakarta Salat, you remembered Salat? Ja'alaka Allahu min al-musallina wa zakirin. May Allah make you from those who establish prayer and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone from the opposite side, rude, he says, you pray as much as you want, your salat will not be accepted. He is telling Hussein ibn Ali. Habib ibn Madahir is standing there. He says to him, Ya mal'oon, curse of Allah be on you. You think that the salat of the son of the Holy Prophet would not be accepted in yours will? Is this what you think? May the curse of Allah fall on you. This Habib ibn Madahir, 62 years of age, childhood friend of Hussein ibn Ali. It is reported once that the Holy Prophet was walking in the streets of Medina and he saw something strange. Hussein was small and so was Habib. Kids were playing around. He saw wherever Hussein went, wherever he went, Habib followed him, took soil of where Hussein treaded, put it on his head. This was the amount of love Habib had for Hussein. Habib ibn Madahir. On the day of Ashura, when the letter was sent, everything was done, when Habib was leaving Kufa, he sent his slave outside of Kufa. He said, go wait for me on the outskirts of Kufa, lest someone see me. The slave goes, waits with the horse outside. Habib delays a bit. When he comes, he finds the horse, the slave speaking to the horse, saying, oh horse, if my master is arrested, then I will mount on you and go to save Hussein ibn Ali. Habib ibn Madahir comes and tells him, you are free, go. He says, no, take me with you to Karbala. I want to give my blood to Hussein ibn Ali too. They go to Karbala. Imam Hussein is waiting for Habib. Habib is reaching Karbala. The moment he reaches Karbala, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is told to go and receive Habib. Habib is received, he comes to Hussein, embraces each other, they weep, they cry, they sit down. Habib says, Mawla, send my salutations to your sister Zainab. Send my salam to your sister Zainab. Abbas goes and tells Fizza, tell Zainab, Habib sends his salams to you. Zainab says, go tell him I send my salam to you too. When Habib heard that Zainab sent salam, he started weeping and saying, Ya Hussein, what time has befallen you? What time has befallen you? He asked Hussein for permission. A 62-year-old man, look at these people, heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes to the battlefield. He fights a gallant fight. Whatever his age, he killed people. He killed munafiqeen and kuffar. But then he was surrounded by the enemy. They fell him down, he fell down. He fell down wounded and he calls, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Oh my master, my last salam be on you. Imam Hussein rushes there, gets Habib, puts him on his lap and says, Habib, kunta fadila. You were a very pious and a noble man. In one of the riwayats it's reported that when the kafila was taken back to Kufa, Habib ibn Madahir's head was on a spear. Listen to this. Habib's head was on the spear. And when they went in the market of Kufa, Habib's son saw the head of the father. He looked at the father's head and he said, how can it be when a son is alive, the father's head is on the spear? He went, attacked the person and took the head of the father, kept it on his lap and said, Ya Abati, oh my father, I am here for you. Who did this to you? As he did this, Zainul Abidin looks at the father and says, Father, I am chained. I cannot do anything. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمُ قَلَوِي يَنْخَلِبُونَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
صلوا على النبي. ہم شیر نے مقتل میں منظر یہ نیا دیکھا منظر یہ نیا دیکھا کٹتے ہوئے خنجر سے بھائی کا گلا دیکھا بھائی کا گلا دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں کیا نیند غضب کی تھی کروٹ ہی نہیں بدلی کیا نیند غضب کی تھی کروٹ ہی نہیں بدلی اصغر کو سکینہ نے اصغر کو سکینہ نے مقتل میں جہاں دیکھا مقتل میں جہاں دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں دنیا میں یہ دو باتیں دیکھی علی اصغر نے دنیا میں یہ دو باتیں دیکھی علی اصغر نے ایک تشنا لگی دیکھی ایک تشنا لگی دیکھی ایک تیر جفا دیکھا ایک تیر جفا دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں 18 برس پالا افسوس جسے مانے ٹھارا برس پالا افسوس جسے مانے اس لال کے سینے کو اس لال کے سینے کو برچی سے چدا دیکھا برچی سے چدا دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں سر پیٹتی خیمے میں ہم شیر جو گھبرائی سر پیٹتی خیمے میں ہم شیر جو گھبرائی جبرن میں تہ خنجر جبرن میں تہ خنجر بھائی کا گلا دیکھا بھائی کا گلا دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں ہوش آیا تو عابد نے ایک حشر بپا دیکھا ہوش آیا تو عابد نے ایک حشر بپا دیکھا بیمار نے کنبے کو بیمار نے کنبے کو رسی سے بندھا دیکھا رسی سے بندھا دیکھا ہم شیر نے مقتل میں منظر یہ نیا دیکھا منظر یہ نیا دیکھا کٹتے ہوئے خنجر سے بھائی کا گلا دیکھا بھائی کا گلا دیکھا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم